Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs from 1965, this time from September to November. Coming up, we'll hear from Kim Weston, Marvin Gaye, The Miracles, The Temptations, Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, The Four Tops, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, and The Marvelettes. Well, first up this hour, a Motown Memories favorite song by Kim Weston. Well, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, ended Kim Weston's chart drought and brought her rocking strong into the rhythm and blues top five for the first time. It was appropriate that the song was from the Holland Brothers, who had first recommended Kim to Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records. Originally intended for the Vandellas, the song received its first vocal treatment from Eddie Holland, also one of the writers from the song and a former Motown recording artist. Well, his version was never released at the time. Eddie Holland recalled that I just enjoyed doing that with her because to me, the track was very raunchy and she had one of those voices I thought very, very powerful, but she always thought she was more like a ballad singer. And so I thought that her singing it would make a great combination. Well, here is Kim Weston, right here on Motown Memories.
But how can love go from pain? child can cry so much until you do everything they say. But unlike a child, my tears don't help me to get my way. I know love can last 2 years, but how can love last 2 tears?
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, and that song was called My Girl Has Gone. Before that, we heard from Marvin Gaye, Ain't That Peculiar, a number 6 tune, and we started with that favorite song by Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, a number 50 song from the featured year of 1965. You've found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs released in 1965, this half hour, focusing on September through November. Well, coming up, a great song by The Temptations called My Baby. Well, for The Temptations, it's the third Smokey Robinson-produced hit in a row, and it's worth pausing for a moment to consider this achievement. Competition at the Motown studio called Hitsville between writers was growing more intense by the week, with new teamings coming up all the time to challenge traditional rivals Smokey and Holland Dozier and Holland. Well, despite Smokey having a performing career and duties as Motown's vice president, he was hanging in there and delivering. Here are The Temptations with My Baby, right here on Motown Memory.
Whose hairstyles are out of this world? Whether it's straight or bouffant or it's curled, my baby.
My baby. My baby.
My baby. My baby. Baby.
Baby. Baby.
Baby. Soft like a baby lamb, and I love to run my fingers through it. I hope she digs me the way I am, but if I have to change, you know
I'm gonna do it for my baby.
I'm gonna do it for my baby.
Ooh, personality contains more gold than any bank in this world could hold. My baby,
my baby,
my baby,
my baby,
my baby, my baby, baby,
baby, pretty baby.
Enough gold in her personality to set Lord Knox to shame. This golden girl belongs to me. Let no guy try to stake his claim on my
stake
baby.
His claim.
Hold on me,
my baby
has a kiss so sweet, it knocks me off my feet. She makes my life go.
Oh yeah, she's my baby. Oh yeah, she's my baby. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah,
I love my baby so. My baby,
she got a hold on me.
My baby
has a kiss so sweet, it knocks me off my feet. She makes my life complete. Who has my mind in a kind of a haze? Who has me walking around in a daze? My baby,
my baby,
my baby,
my baby,
baby, baby,
pretty baby.
She gives me a feeling I can't explain. She sets my soul on fire, but I don't feel hurt and I don't feel pain. All I feel is a strong desire for my
strong
baby.
Strong desire for my baby.
Yeah.
I love
yeah,
so
my baby.
Motown Memories at Yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
Thank you.
four tops with Something About You, a number 19 tune from the featured year of 1965. And before that, a group called Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers. They were also known as the Funk Brothers. They did all of the instrumentals for all the Motown songs in the 1960s, but they released a single that didn't go anywhere. And this is the instrumental version of the four tops song, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. And we started with the Temptations with My Baby, number 13 from 65. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released in late 1965. Well, coming up, another in the great string of Supreme's number one songs, I Hear a Symphony. Well, Mary Wilson, one of the original members of the Supremes, recalled that this song was one of our greatest loves because it was one of the first songs that the writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland did for us that was a more mature type song. It had a very symphonic type of melody to it, and we felt very sophisticated, which we were just dying to do anyway. This song sounds a lot like a song released a little later by the Toys called The Lover's Concerto, but the Supremes came first. Here it is, number one, I Hear a Symphony, right here on Motown Memories.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly,
it's alright, I'm tight on the side.
Number 7 from the featured year of 1965. That song was written by Smokey Robinson, whose real name was Bill. Smokey recalled that some folks figured I wrote Don't Mess With Bill about myself. Well, that was wrong. I just liked the way the name sung. Well, Marvelette singer Kat Anderson recalled that I felt good about the song Don't Mess With Bill because we were going through the transition from teenagers to young adults. Smokey just had the knack for moving us in the direction of where we were to go, and he had the ability to get us there. Well, before that, we heard a great song from Stevie Wonder, Uptight Everything's Alright, number 3 from 1965, and we started with that number 1 from the Supremes' I Hear a Symphony. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour was featured songs released on the Motown and Motown subsidiary labels from June to November of 1965. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for a future Motown show, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit the website, MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.